Hey Josh, first of all, how's the hand coming along? Any problems with
it? It's doing good. Feeling better. Yeah. Doing good. Thank you for asking.
Did it limit you at all? The number of reps?
No, I felt good. It's a good day of work.
What's your approach to road games been over the years? And how has it evolved up to now?
Don't forget your toothbrush. And, you know, it's been pretty much the same since day one, you know. You got to understand that there's a little bit more, sometimes on road games, especially with my situation, there's a little more free time and downtime because you might not have family or distractions as opposed to a home game. So it's just, you know, utilizing that time and making the most of it. But the preparation is not a whole lot different other than obviously getting on an airplane and things like that.
Josh, there was a few reports from TMZ that three offensive players on a Manziel kind of quarterback. Were you aware of it? Was it a conversation point at all?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't read much of anything. So I don't think it was, you know, anything that I need to waste my time on. So, that stuff's outside of here. And I think, you know, the guys in here, we know what we got going and the directions that we're heading. And so, we're all on the same page with that. So I don't really worry about stuff like that.
Feel like you have the support of the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all, you know, we all put the same jersey on and go out there and play, and we're all in each other's corner, and I think that's the way it's you know, it's going to be. That's the way, it's been as long as I've been here, so I don't see that changing for any reason.
Josh, what's the mood of the team right now headed to San Diego?
I think everybody, obviously, you know, sitting here at 1-2, everybody's wanting to, you know, get back right and get rolling. And so want to go out there and get this game. So I think there's a high focus. It seemed like a really good practice today. Just intense, guys are flying around and just kind of coming off a loss like that, kind of the kind of Wednesday practice you want to have.
Josh, with that coming out and everybody on the outside talks about it. Any of your teammates come up to you and voice support or anything like that today, say that they have your back?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to leave those conversations inside here. And just that's the cool part of what we do is that you go through ups and downs and things, throughout a season. I think, you know, when you talk to guys about what they miss, is you miss the guys in the locker room and that special bond and all those things that come with that. And it's special because it's y'all. It's because it's tight and it's inside and it's you guys. So that's where I like to leave that stuff. You know, I like to leave that for us. And like I said, a lot of that is outside noise that, you know, a lot of guys don't pay attention to. You know what I mean? There's guys that are that are into that and that'll read that and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's just not a, you know, it's not an issue. It's not something we talk about.
You've been through a lot, seen a lot in your career.
Yeah.
You ever think you'd see your name on a TMZ report?
I had to ask somebody what TMZ was. So, I mean, I'm not a big, you know, I don't follow that stuff very much. But it's just, yeah, I mean, this is, I've been doing this for a while. So, like, it just really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It has no bearing on you know, how you go out, you practice and you prepare and I feel like, you know, the thing with this career is if you let those things bother you, that's you generally don't hang around very long. And so that's been, you know, my observations over the years. And so it's for me, that's stuff that's outside. You know, that stuff doesn't help you throw the ball better or make you throw the ball worse. It's just outside noise.
What did you see when you see San Diego's defense, especially with the secondary? It looks like it's beat up pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you what, Eric Weddle's a really good player, and he gets those guys going. And that guy's on the field. They're always going to be, you know, in the right place and capable of making plays. So it's NFL and you know, everybody goes through injuries, but there's next man up and all the everybody has that same mentality. So there'll be guys lined up and we're gonna have to go out and execute. So that'll be our mindset. This is a good defense, a good front. Again, you know, we faced some good fronts the last few weeks, and this is another good one. Melvin Ingram and those guys are solid players, and so we'll have our hands full with that, and we'll like every week, we'll look at the best matchups so we can get on outside and try to work those. But it's a good defense.
Do you feel the timing and that stuff coming back a little bit after missing a little bit of time with your concussion in practice? Is it there?
Yeah, it is. It's coming back, and we're getting in sync. I felt the other day early on in the game, we just started slow and we were a little out of sync, and as we got going, we caught up a little bit, so that was better. And so I think that'll continue to get better.
Did you know Austin Davis at all before he got here?
He started against us last year, the second week, down in Tampa, and played some good ball. And so I just knew him from that, just talking to him after the game and was impressed with him then. And so glad that we could get a guy like that on our team, because I think he's a good young player that should have a bright future for sure.
Do you think that Dwayne Bowe might be able to help you guys a little bit this week? And if so, do you think that'll add to your offense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we go into every week, looking for guys to help us in any way they can. And so, obviously, Dwayne is on that list, and that makes to do that. So he had a good day of practice today, caught some balls, and so it was good work for him and good work for he and I, getting on the same page. So absolutely, we would love to have him out there helping us.
I totally understand what you're saying about outside boys. I get it. I appreciate it. But at the same time, they're claiming three guys behind your back and said some stuff. Did you just ignore that? Was there any need today to call out the team and say, hey, if anyone wants to say it, let's say it right
now? Take a poll and say,
one of the guys,
it was all me. I didn't know what TMZ was, but I reached out to him. Whether it is or it isn't, like I said, it doesn't matter. It's not something that's going to help me throw a football better or drop back and do a read better. So I don't really take it into account. I told you guys this the other day, I've been on both sides of this thing, where there are guys, this is a diverse group of guys in here. And so there are definitely, people that will follow them, of any issue that you talk about. There are people that have different opinions on anything. And so position things and stuff like that are probably no different. There are people that have different opinions on that, and that's okay. That's fine. But at the end of the day, do I question whether or not we're going to be on the same page when we step out there Sunday? Absolutely not. That's the thing is whether you're for one guy or the other, you think one guy gives us a better chance to win or not, it doesn't matter. Because when we get out there on Sunday, everybody's giving their best. And that was evident this Sunday, and I expect that moving forward. So that's why, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, whether it was, whether I knew, whether it was three guys or 10 guys or whether we knew or not, it doesn't matter. It's just about us being on the same page when we get out there Sunday.
Offensive line, your offensive line, what's your communication with them like on when the part of the week gets serious where you're really getting into a game? How do you interact with them, and what are your assurances that you guys are going to start to gel?
Well, I felt like I said the other day, I think we had 55 pass attempts. I thought it's a lot of pass attempts. And so I thought they fought their tails off and did an excellent job against some really good pass rushers. I feel like we're clicking and gelling in the pass game and protections pretty well. And we have I'll leave here in a little bit, and Alex and I'll go sit and watch. We watch some tape, some pressure tape stuff that I get together and do. There's little things that we do, together. The quarterbacks, Johnny, myself, and Austin, we'll get in there with the centers and talk about different, kind of how we see protections and how we see things getting picked up. And so those are the little things that we do to kind of keep us in sync. And it's been beneficial. There's things that have come up in every game that we look back on those things and have been able to take care of it because of, I think, our preparation.
Josh, have you seen it? Just a couple more. How much?
Yeah.
So much of
exactly. I think we see it. You know, I do. I think every week he's gaining a little ground, and so that's all you can ask for from a young guy is you just want to see some improvement, and I feel like. You know, he's going to get better the more he touches the ball and the more he plays.
Is that play kind of right at the end of the game where he gets like 18 yards?
Yeah.
Kind of what when you guys drafted him, kind of envisioned this type of play?
I think so, yeah. I think so. You know, just the suddenness and explosiveness when he touches the ball to go get yards, I think was the idea when you take a guy like Duke. And so to see that is certainly encouraging. And I've always seen this and felt like this. You know, I can remember feeling like this myself as a young guy, but just with other young guys, is it's kind of like they have that one moment or that one where they do something like what they did in college, and it gives them confidence, and then you start seeing it more and more. So I think that's the hope with Duke is that we'll see that more and more because he's certainly got that explosiveness that'll help us.
How would having Dwayne's body type help the passing game? You know, he's different. He looks physically different than.
Yeah, or just when you can put different body types out there, it's just a different cover for that guy, so it makes it tough. You change up speeds on him, you change up body types, and it certainly makes that game different for the corner that the guy's got to cover him. So I think it's definitely a help to have to mix it up and have those guys guessing.